all of us are going to die, and all of us are going to have to face the final test that Jesus himself mentions in Luke 11:4. And if we're going to be people that are consecrated to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, praying for the souls in purgatory, we also must know about this final agony, pray for those that are dying, and be prepared for it ourselves. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. My friends, we are nearing the end. Welcome to day 32 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the favorite title of the souls in purgatory. It's actually mentioned in the Diary of Divine Mercy. By the way, may you have a blessed Good Friday. We're going to talk about today's most important topic because we need to also have a devotion to those that are dying. Because as we pray for these people that are dying, their eternal destiny is set in motion in an extremely profound way, and there are graces they can receive at that time, either for heaven or for higher places in purgatory, and definitely for them to be saved from hell. Let's get into today's reading. She asks the soul in purgatory, "Tell me what happens during the agony and after. Does the soul find itself in light or darkness? Under what form is the sentence pronounced?" "I had no agony, as you know, but I can tell you this, that at the last decisive moment, the devil lets loose all his rage against the one that is dying. God permits souls to go through these last trials in order to increase their merits. Souls that are strong and generous, in order that they may have a more glorious place in heaven, have often had, at the end of their lives and in the moment of death, terrible combats with the angel of darkness. You have been witness to this, but they always come out victorious. God never allows a soul that has been devoted to him during life to perish at the last moment. Those souls who have loved the Blessed Virgin and invoked her all their lives receive from her many graces in their last struggles. It is the same for those who have been really devout to Saint Joseph, to Saint Michael, or to any of the saints. I have already said one is glad to have an intercessor with God in those dreadful moments. Some souls die quite tranquilly without experiencing any of those trials. God has his designs in everything. He does or permits all for the good of each particular soul. How can I describe what happens after the agony? It is impossible really to understand unless one has passed through it. When the soul leaves the body, it is as if it were lost in, or, if I may say so, surrounded by God. It finds itself in such a bewildering light that in the twinkling of an eye, it sees its whole life spread out. And at this sight, it sees what it deserves, and this same light pronounces its sentence. The soul does not see God, but is annihilated in his presence. If the soul is guilty as I was and therefore deserves to go to purgatory, it is so crushed by the weight of the faults that still remain to be blotted out that it hurls itself into purgatory. It is only then that one understands God and his love for souls and what a terrible evil sin is in the eyes of the divine majesty. Saint Michael is present when the soul leaves the body. I saw him only, and he is the only one that every soul sees. Later, I also saw my guardian angel. From this, you can understand why it is said Saint Michael conducts souls to purgatory, for a soul is not taken, but he is there at the carrying out of each sentence. All that happens in this other world is a mystery for years. My friends, I'm not going to say much, because those words enough are enough for you to meditate on. But consider this. What do you think will happen to you if you, from this point forward, till the moment that you die and are in that final test, pray for those that are in their final test? What do you think is going to happen? Think about that. What do you think is going to happen in your final test? Who do you think will come to your aid? Thousands, if not millions, of souls. That final test can direct your life in completely different directions. I want to give the example of Charlene Richard. She was not known to be otherwise very holy before. She was just a good child. The priest advised her in her last sickness to offer it to God. So that's all she did in those last moments of her life. She was, and maybe it was a week or maybe it was a couple weeks, she was completely giving herself to God. And now, because of those small amount of choices, she's an incredible intercessor. So if we are praying for all those people, they can come, millions. We will have an army with us to face that battle. We will outnumber whatever it is Satan does to us. And that will completely change our direction. Not that we should live sinfully and then wait for that last moment. Obviously not. But it can make the difference between heaven or higher places in heaven or purgatory. Perhaps even, depending on what's going on in our lives, the difference between purgatory and hell. So my friends, be devoted to the dying and be ready, because all of us will have to face this final test. Now, for those that are doing the consecration tomorrow, and I've been repeating it in the last few videos, this is an incredible moment for you. You can do the consecration either with the video that will be released tomorrow, or you can watch the video and then on your own, pray the consecration prayer that is in the description. If you click down below in the description, you will see the prayers that we have been using each and every day. Thank you for all those that have been joining me. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady Star of the Sea, pray for us. All holy souls in purgatory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow in the final day, day 33, the day of consecration. God bless you.